the one taken off that 1983 self-titled compilation put out by Epic Records. Before that, we heard a live version of Dazed and Confused from 1968, another one from that Yardbird 68 CD, recorded live at the Anderson Theater in New York City in, of course, 1968. Before that, we heard yet another one from 68. That was Think About It. That was the B-side of a 1968 single. Got that off a 1996 CD reissue of the Little Games album, a straight reissue of that album with a bunch of bonus tracks. Before that, another studio outtake from 68, another one from that Yardbird 68 CD. That was Avron Knows. And starting off that second set of music from 1966's Roger the Engineer, the lead-off track off that one, that was Lost Woman, another one taken from that 1983 self-titled compilation on the Epic label. And that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. As always, thanks so much for listening, and more than that, thank you so much for pledging your support to the Hard Stuff program and to WFMU during the first week of the Hellraiser fundraiser event. I have one more for you before we call it a night here on the program. But before we get to that, your weekly reminder that the Super Tuesday lineup rolls on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's the Strong Style Chris Crash program. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour. And closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final track, we're going to hear another one from 1965, another one featuring the great Jeff Beck. Here is A Train Kept A-Rollin'. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank in Queens. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, for another Hellraiser installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope you'll pledge your support to WFMU during this month-long Hellraiser fundraiser. And we'll see you soon.
middle name. Music for good music. This is your swinging station.
Joey D.
With a lot of love. We work for 1 year for you pigs. And you want to break our walls down? And you want to destroy it? Well, you go to hell.
We'll be right back.
favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. I hope everyone is doing well out there. Well, we have kicked off our October Hellraiser, and as you may know, WFMU is always trying to make ends meet, especially in light of losing our annual $200,000 community service grant, thanks to the powers that be in the federal government. We are working with all our might to keep the station going, but we can't do it without your help. So please head over to wfmu.org/pledge and please make a donation to show your support. There is some beautiful new swag this year. If you pledge $50, you can get either the Jersey Devil t-shirt or the WFMU Cubist Delight t-shirt, which is a 30-year anniversary reprint. You can also pledge $100 to get them both, and a DJ premium, again, for the October Hellraiser fundraiser. And with that, I kicked off the show with Mr. Meatloaf and the intro to Bat Out of Hell. We then heard from the band Geese and the track 100 Horses, from their very acclaimed brand new record entitled Getting Killed. Geese hail from Brooklyn, New York, and they have become the it band of the moment, it seems like. They just played a big free show out in Greenpoint, Brooklyn last weekend that has already become a real moment, a real iconic moment for the band. A lot of clips of it circulating on social media. A lot of glowing reviews of that new record, including Pitchfork, who gave this new record, Getting Killed, a 9 out of 10. It's the first time I'm playing Geese on this show. I've still got to dive into this new album and see what all the hype's about, but I do like that track, 100 Horses. After that, we heard Ty Siegel and the track Feel, taken from one of the best rock albums, I would say, of the 2010s, Manipulator. We then heard from Goat and the track Goat Fuzz from 2016's Requiem. And we finished up that set with the OCs and the track C, taken from their 2018 record Face Stabber. A couple of quick programming notes this Saturday. Right here on the Rock and Soul stream on the drop-in program, Dead Boys bassist Jeff Magnum is back with another jam-packed hour of killer tracks. He did a killer drop-in a few months ago, and he will be back this Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Rock and Soul stream. And also this Saturday, right before the drop-in program, from 3 to 6 over on the Mothership, on the Toddophonic Todd program, Todd will be hosting TV Repairmen from Australia, who are actually playing tonight at Union Pool with Brower and the Wigouts. It'll be the second time that TV Repairmen are on the Toddophonic Todd Show. And he'll also be speaking to Mudhoney's Mark Arm, who will be fronting the Saints 73-78 American Tour in November. I've mentioned a few times on the show that it'll be at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on Friday, November 14th. And the band does include original Saints members Ed Cooper and Ivor Hay. Kind of had that show circled on my calendar. Let me know in the chat if anyone out there is planning on going. Speaking of that, let's hear something from the Saints 73-78 from their Live Nights in Venice Volume 1 EP. This is No Time.
I'll make it clear.
tonight we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. Let me read you back what you heard in that second set of rock and roll. We'll start at the very top. We heard the track No Time, taken from the Saints 73 to 78 release Live Nights in Venice Volume 1. That is the new incarnation of the classic Australia punk band The Saints. Mark Arm from Mudhoney, as I mentioned earlier before the set, will be on vocals as he was there for their upcoming November tour, including a date at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on November 14th, doing all classic Saints stuff. After that, we heard new track, brand new single from Mala Vista, Snubnose 38. From their upcoming new EP of the same name, which drops on October 31st, which is also the night that they're starting their European tour. They'll be in Berlin that night. Mala Vista, great rock and roll band from New York City. After that, we heard brand new stuff from the band Snooper, Star 69, from their brand new record Worldwide, out on Jack White's Third Man Records. They just headlined Goner Fest down in Memphis last weekend. Snooper hails from Nashville, Tennessee. I was just on their band camp, and they have a bunch of stuff sold out already. Their new Worldwide t-shirts, as well as their special LA Laker edition vinyl, which was a half gold, half purple vinyl featuring cover artwork of the 80s Showtime Lakers, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, and the like. Pretty funny artwork for that. That was a very limited edition. I believe only 50 copies of that special vinyl. But of course, the regular vinyl is up there as well. Great new record from Snooper. After Snooper, we heard Le Tigre and the track Let's Run from the groundbreaking debut record from Le Tigre back in 1999. We then heard brand new music from the band Automatic. Title track of their excellent brand new record, Is It Now? We then heard from the New York City band Liars, Mr. You're on Fire, Mister, classic track, classic early 2000s Lower East Side New York City rock track from their 2000 record, They Threw Us in a Trench and Built a Monument on Top. We then heard from The Rapture, sticking with that early 2000 era, and we heard the title track of their full-length LP Echoes, and we finished up that set of rock and roll with Le Savvy Fav and the track The Sweat Descends. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before we pass the reins over to Chris Crash, who takes over with his always excellent show Strong Style, coming up in a matter of moments. Make sure you keep those digital tuners locked after Strong Style. You got Mike Sin and Matt Clark, the 1-2 punch, who close out the night every Super Tuesday for their excellent show, What's Happening, from 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks, guys, for hanging with me another Tuesday night. Always a blast. I always appreciate all the support you guys give, and it's always a good time hanging with you guys every Tuesday night. Again, Chris Crash coming up next. I'll see you guys next Tuesday night. Till next time, adios.
Rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.